Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. SinCity69.name.com. Pop time, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. Miss Toy, what's up, baby? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City.
Body.
Intimate encounters.
Got my main man, Cass Lizzy. What's up, dog?
What it do? What it do? What's the business?
Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
SinCity69.name.com.
No, it ain't your booty. It's your beauty.
Intimate encounters. What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. City69.name.com.
What's up?
What up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy, Cass. Y'all know me, y'all Dolomite. Got my boy, Father Time. What's up, dog?
What up, man?
Cheers. What's going on? Eddie, you just slid in? Eddie just slid in again, y'all. Miss Toy, what's good, baby?
Hey, y'all. You know, I'm going to get you for that watch. Yeah, Eddie slid in.
So what's the business, y'all? What's the business? What's been going on throughout the week, man?
Some everything, man.
Hey, peep this, man. Did y'all see the little article about the little kid in Atlanta?
The what?
This little kid in Lenny, like 4, 5, 6 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Standing in the hotel with his grandmama.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma goes to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
She comes back, and the little boy is playing with a used condom.
Oh my goodness!
Oh yeah, he caught herpes or something, didn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Is that some fucked up shit or what? That's fucked up, man.
That's
wild as hell.
Yeah, they're going to get that paid. That little boy called herpes. But then now, do negligence play a part in that? Well, I mean, where did he get the condom from?
He had to get it out of the hotel somewhere.
But that's why I'm asking. Do negligence play a part in that? Because, I mean, if I'm the hotel manager, I could easily say it was your condom.
Yeah, that's true, but I mean, he in there with his grandmama, man. Come on.
Granny got a good hug, too.
I understand that, but that's on the hotel, man.
I mean, like I said, if I'm the hotel owner, hey, shit, I'm saying she proved that it wasn't you. You got to prove, I mean, they found it. If he was outside rambling where he shouldn't have been, first of all, how old was the boy?
He was like 4 or 5.
Okay, now, why was he, if he was in that room, you got to prove to me that we left that there. You know what I'm saying? Because that could have been yours just as well as, you know, you sitting there talking about that you left, that we didn't clean it up.
I mean, come on, man. This is America. The hotel got to prove it. They ain't got to prove nothing.
That's what I'm saying, but that's going to be my argument. If I own the hotel, my argument is that shit, it was in a room. Hey, how I know that Granny boyfriend didn't leave that condom there?
Well, I mean, I see where you're coming from, but I think the hotel, they're going to lose, man.
I don't know.
Kid, dude.
I understand that.
She got everybody lined up to take her case. She got the best lawyers lined up to take her case.
How old was the grandma?
That's a good question. Because just because you say grandma, because I know somebody that's 30 years old and a grandma right now. So
right.
Just because you say grandma, that don't mean shit.
Well, they didn't say how old grandma was. But I know that's some fucked up ass shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up. But, I mean, can we really say that it was, it was the hotel's fault?
I think it was their fault. If I'm on the jury, the little kid won in my eyes. I don't care what they say.
What was the name of the hotel?
They didn't release it. It was in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
It did happen in Atlanta, but they didn't say which hotel it was.
I don't know, man. That's I'm serious. I understand what you're saying, too, but that can go either way.
No, not in this day and age, man.
Shit. I mean, like I said, you got to – I'm not finna just sit there and pay you a bunch of money. We got to check the background. We got to check background, do all this, well, who was in the room. You know what I'm saying? Don't sit there and say, my people did this, and you had, Tom, Dick, and Harry, or Tom's Harry Dick up in there. Hey, nah, you got to prove it. I'm sorry. I hate to be the devil's advocate in this one, but me being a hotel owner, you got to prove it. You got to prove that you ain't had that condom.
Come on, man.
And even
if grandma, so you trying to say grandma was in the room getting busy while her little grandson was watching? Grandma would have went to the bathroom, and her and
dude
would have got busy in the bathroom.
Yeah, hey, we don't know how old grandma is.
It don't matter. Grandma ain't having sex in front of the baby. She ain't having sex in front of the baby.
Maybe the baby was asleep. Maybe the baby was asleep. Dude left the condom.
You know what?
She done went in there. She did. The little boy done found the condom, put it in his mouth, and hey, that's on grandma.
Go ahead, Toy. Is he talking crazy?
I'm not talking crazy. But what was you about to say, Toy?
That can go both ways. Y'all know that, right?
Exactly.
No.
But I'm just saying, you can't sit there. I feel for the little boy. I really do. And grandma shouldn't have left that damn condom up in there after she finished fucking.
It wasn't grandma, man.
And see, this is what's getting you because they keep saying grandma. You don't know how old grandma was.
What if the baby found it in the covers, pulling the covers back?
Exactly.
That mean it was
grandma. He think it's a balloon.
Grandma should have been better than that.
What?
She in the bathroom.
Grandma should have put her shit up.
Man, boy, Lord have mercy. Lord
right.
have mercy.
What? What, man? I mean, I'm serious. See, you keep saying grandma. See, that's what keep getting you, grandma. The word grandma is what keep getting you. But see, you thinking about an old lady with hush puppies on and some old stockings with the clips on them. Grandma's coming all ages right about now. Like I say, I know people that's younger than me that's grandmas. And they're real active, and they have a real active sex life.
What the heck?
Well, see, he's thinking along the line, Grandma, what was Grandma him doing in the hotel anyway?
They was on vacation.
It could be any. There's 100 reasons why somebody would be in the hotel, man.
Okay, I'm saying, me and my, me and my grandbaby, we done went to a hotel. Because it sounds like she was at the Gotham, if you ask me. But that's just my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, they should be saying what the name of the hotel is.
Because, I mean, it could be some old... I mean, if you got him in an old ran-down shack like the Gotham or some shit, and you got him up in there, I mean, come on, man. You know you up to no good. She could have been turning the trick with the grandbaby with her.
The hell. That was real, real far. She's turning a trick while you're an advocate for this hotel, ain't
you? Yeah, you must work there. You got stock in this hotel or something, man?
You say what?
You got stock in this hotel?
Oh, man, I'm just saying, man, motherfuckers would do anything just to get paid. That's all I'm saying, man.
I give you that one. Motherfuckers would do anything to get paid. This is your grand. Would you put your grandchild at risk for a couple of dollars?
No. Now, I'm not saying that she deliberately did it, but she probably figured, well, hell, you know what I'm saying? She might be trying to just get the heat off her ass.
Hmm.
Why
would she fail? Wouldn't
nobody know?
What if you got to take him to the doctor someday?
Oh, that's why, because he got herpes.
Right, he got herpes. You got to take him to the doctor eventually.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But I want to move on to something else real, real stupid, man. Not saying that the little boy thing was stupid. I hope he get paid. I hope he don't ever have to work a day in his life.
Yeah, and I hope the grandma go to jail after she did the shit.
Well, the grandma didn't do it. Now, let me ask y'all the question. You're a rapper, right? You're pretty well known. You got a couple of dollars. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck are you carrying a gun to the MTV Music Awards? TD Pablo.
What dummy did that?
TD Pablo.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. But he keeps saying it wasn't. He said he took it from his friend. His friend had it.
He gonna put it in his bag.
The dumb part about it, he took it on an airplane.
Right, at the airport. He got caught at the airport on 9/11.
Can we say stupid?
On 9/11, this fool trying to smuggle a gun in the airport. On 9/11, talking about, oh, it's my boy's gun. Well, why is it in your bag? That don't make no sense. I mean, come on. His people saying, this is what his people say, T.D. Pablo stashed a gun in his luggage bag so his friend wouldn't find it. He was taking the gun from his friend. He didn't want his boy to have his gun. So he took it, and then he had to go jump on a last-minute flight to L.A. and grab the bag without realizing the gun was in the bag. That's what he's saying.
That's believable.
How is that believable?
Because if you had something from somebody, depending on where they was at, what if the only place he had to have it wasn't his bed, because he know a boy ain't going to go through his stuff.
Nah, now he trying to say his boy was planning on doing something crazy with the gun, so he took it from him, put it in his bag, and then realized he had a last-minute flight, grabbed the bag, and left. Now, if you just put the gun in the bag, you just took the gun from your boy an hour ago. You put the gun in your bag, and then you grab your bag and go to the airport. You don't remember that the gun's in your bag?
You got a Smith & Wesson in your bag.
I'm just saying. Think about it.
Yeah. Really? Maybe they was drinking or smoking or something. You never know.
Yeah. Now, when I said something about grandma, y'all want to say I'm dead wrong, but y'all, you sitting here giving Petey Pablo all kind of outlets.
Exactly. He has to think positive.
That's stupid. I'm sorry. It really is. It makes no sense.
Oh, in my head it is. That's all I care. Is Petey Pablo free now?
Yeah, he posted $50,000 and got out.
That was nothing.
Damn, he still got money?
No, nothing. Come on now. We talking about Petey Pablo, okay?
I mean, the motherfucker only had one hit now. Come on now.
He
still got money?
He's doing something. He might be writing songs on the low or something. Yeah,
that nigga selling dope. That nigga selling dope. If he still got $50,000, he's selling dope.
Maybe
Petey Pablo ain't made no. Shit, you know everybody know you. Oh shit! Houses, come on, man.
That's
man, that nigga, he. I remember because he did try to hook up with Suge. So, Suge probably gave it to him. Yeah, nigga, I mean, he ain't made no history. What, 98? Swing it like a helicopter. You know what? We're going to play that song tomorrow. Just because you said it.
Yes.
And now,
man.
I also saw where Jay-Z bought Beyonce an island. Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. About that female island.
Did you say that?
She got her own island.
Oh.
Yeah.
When they got running around on the island, little midgets.
I don't know, but goddamn, you gotta have some cake to do some shit like that.
You got to have some paper.
Where's the island at?
Damn, where's that island at? I don't want to say the wrong thing. But it ain't no shit that just deserve it. It is. I mean, he done bought a fucking island.
From who? A third world? What is it?
No, it's not a third. That's just it. It's not a third world country. It's, damn. I'm not sure where it's at. But the motherfucker bought the bitch an island. Got a fucking island.
Island. This woman has her own island. Island.
Hey.
Man. You know how much money you got to have to even think about buying an island?
Oh, that's nice. So he couldn't really give her the world, but he gave his own island. That's nice. Oh, that's really nice.
Really nice. She better be indebted to that man for the rest of her life. She ain't gonna never leave Jay-Z.
Why would she? She getting everything she wants.
That motherfucker bought me an iron.
Not to mention she got money herself.
She paid too.
Right. She ain't even got to spend none of her money.
She ain't never got to spend a dime, man. That motherfucker.
Nah, she
got to
spend something
on the island.
Shit, you gonna spend something. Shit, I bought you an island. Shit, you gonna spend something.
Okay, here it is. Jay-Z purchased a $20 million private island in the Florida Keys.
See? Hey.
Oh.
You can only get there either a helicopter or a private yacht. So, you know, we can't just go visit it. You know what I mean? And it's actually nice, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want no third world. Don't want no third world country. It's not like that.
Nope.
Damn, you gotta have some motherfucker. Man, no, she gotta have. Man, her shit gotta be A1 to make me go buy an island.
Man,
that
I can
shit
just imagine,
gotta be
dog.
A1. That's top.
She
choice.
Definitely got something going for herself. She got a fucking island. She got a man to buy her an island. You know what I'm saying? Normally, women want a man. Just buy me a drink, motherfucker. This motherfucker bought an island.
Right,
I mean, come on. The average woman, can you buy me a drink? She say, baby, can you buy me an island? Oh, no problem. Wait, which one?
I got you.
He bought this woman an island. And how can I be down? God damn.
Well,
an island. This woman walking around, a proud owner of an island. Beyonce Island. Or whatever his nickname is for.
Like Beyonce.
I mean, what could you tell? What could you even say to her? How you going? What are you going to get her for Christmas? How you going to top this?
Nah, I'm going to tell you now. If she want to fuck around, it'd be straight because she just want to fuck around. Because ain't no nigga talking that. My man bought me an island.
Right. This motherfucker just bought me an island. What can you do?
Right.
Baby, I can't do shit. I can't do nothing but wish you luck. Have a safe trip.
Man.
I can't compete with no island.
To that man, all I can say is...
Now we play his role.
Because that man ain't no motherfucking joke.
No, he ain't, man. That's a lot of love, man. I mean, that is That's a lot of love.
A motherfucker.
I wonder if she sit home and say, do I really deserve this motherfucker? Because he just bought me an island. What can I give him? I mean, what's she going to buy him? What can she buy him to even compare to what he bought her? A continent?
Kid. A kid?
What, they say she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they've been hollering that shit for a minute now. I can't believe that.
Well, Jay-Z believed it because he showed rewarding her with an island, her very own island. That is just amazing to me. Who sells islands? I mean, who do you go to buy an island? You know what I mean?
Know.
You call someone, you looking at Yellow Pages? How do you buy a fucking island?
The island. Okay, Tori, let me ask you. A nigga coming to you talking about an island. I mean, do you even cheat? Do you even think about cheating on him?
No.
I mean, seriously. Okay, now, here's the thing. Now, let me put a spin on that.
Mm-hmm.
What if the nigga can't fuck with the dame? I mean, no pleasure or nothing. No type of pleasure. Physically, you not getting pleasure at all. In no type of way, shape, form, or fashion.
We just lost a technical difficulty. We just lost a...
Now,
but I answer for, I wouldn't give a fuck. I got an island. She pissed me off, I just go to my fucking island. You know, I mean, why would you even jeopardize a relationship like that if somebody can afford to buy you an island?
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you'd be surprised. You got people... You got people who, I mean, he ain't the richest motherfucker in the world. You got people every day that sit there and do shit like that. I mean, they married to Bill Gates and type motherfuckers, fucking billionaires. Motherfuckers just don't be happy at home, so they do shit.
Man, let Oprah come knocking on my door. Talking about I just bought your island. You think I'm gonna jeopardize that for anybody else? Hell no. Not even for Halle Berry.
Hey, baby, I just bought you an island.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
I gotta do it to you. I gotta give you business.
That's some good sex making right there.
Man,
you
I'm
gonna
killing
that motherfucker. Any whatever they want to do that particular night, it's all fair game.
Man.
You can't tell me if I can tell you island, you can't tell me no on nothing. You know what I'm saying? If I want you to be upside down, you got to be upside down. Every time you say no, I'm gonna be like, island, change your motherfucking mind. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta agree with you on that.
Let Oprah buy me an island. You know, Whoopi Goldberg, I wouldn't care. If you can afford to buy me an island, we gonna be together till death do us part. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't jeopardizing nothing. It's all good. All
right, I understand that. See, you saying that because you know what I'm saying. Shit, nigga, we didn't suffer. I mean, we didn't struggle. But just imagine you got these people that's born in the wealth, man. I mean, that shit don't mean nothing to them. Oh, you bought me another island. Oh, okay. And they fucking the motherfucking pool boy.
Shit. If I went to the crib and told my wife, I bought you an island, and she said, oh, you bought me another island? Man, she out of there. If you can't appreciate a man buying you an island, I don't care how much money he got. I don't care how you grew up. If you can't appreciate a man buying you an island, you don't need that motherfucker. She need to be gone. I'm sorry, she do. And that's rich, poor, middle class, whatever, any kind of class. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but let's be real. I mean, you got motherfuckers, I mean, granted, ain't no motherfucker that bought no island and no shit like that, but you got motherfuckers out here every day, man, to just break their back for women, man, and that motherfucker just, you know what I'm saying? Bitch still cheat on you.
Yeah, but you know what, though? 90% of the time, they tell you that they gonna cheat, man. You just don't see it. You know, it's signs, man.
What?
It's signs.
They tell you?
I mean, they don't come out and tell you, but it's little shit that they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't appreciate shit no more. You know, opening the car door, bringing the flowers on. You know, that's, thank you. You know what I'm saying? But last year, you was getting that smile. Oh, you thought about me today, baby. Oh, you know, now, thanks. You call up, did you get those flowers I sent you? Yep, thanks. You know, I'm gonna be late tonight. You know what I mean? So it's signs.
You
say
what now?
I say it's signs. It's signs out there, man. We as men, we just don't pay attention to the shit, dude. We think because we hitting it every night, hitting it real, real good, she ain't going nowhere. Shit, that's bullshit. You know what I mean? Now that brings me to go ahead.
No, I was just about to say I concur. I agree with you.
All right. Now let's wrap about this, man. We're gonna talk about obsession. Like obsession, it could be a person, it could be a anything. You know? What are you obsessed for? Do you obsess for anything? I mean, is there like somebody out there that you don't have that you would do anything to give them back?
No, not any. I mean, I don't obsess for nobody. I mean, I'm not an obsessive person. I think when you get obsessive, you get borderline crazy.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm obsessing over you to the point where, I mean, that person, if they know that I'm obsessing, shit, why they want to be with me?
Well, they may not know it, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's just shit, like, we've been
your
friends
actions
for,
don't show it eventually.
That's not necessarily true. But check this out. We've been friends for 30-some years, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You gonna tell her how
you may not. Right? You may not tell her, but you're going to tell me. You know, and then what? Then I come to you and say, look here, man, I think you got a problem, dog. You should just go ahead and let it go, move on, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, how you going to take that? Now, would
you
come
to me
and be like, if I told you?
If you told me that I got a problem, I would
exactly
listen to you. If you told me, dude, I think you got a problem, I would listen to you.
Okay. But now what if I tell you, I mean, you got to remember now, this woman, you want her bad. I mean, you willing to do anything. If she told you to rob a bank, you'd probably go out there and actually try to rob a fucking bank. Cause
that means you got a fucking problem.
But I'm saying, though, if I told you, she ain't right for you, man. She wrong for you. But in your heart and your mind, she's the one. You know what I mean? She is the one. Now, go ahead and marinate on that while I pay some bills right quick.
Okay. Let me think about this. Let me think. Nah. I mean, I'm going to have to listen to you because the simple fact that at some point in time, you got to realize this girl didn't that I done lost my goddamn mind. If I'm sitting here saying, okay, I'm finna rob a bank because she want her rent paid, that's not right. I mean, this motherfucker, I done lost my motherfucking mind. I got to lose my mind if I think I'm finna sit there and say, all right, let me go try to rob a bank because she need her rent paid. Fuck her and her rent. Shit. I mean, as my partner, yeah, I'll listen to you if you tell me that. But now, if you sitting there telling me that, okay, well, this person, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm going to listen to you, but just to sit there and say, okay, well, I don't see that. I don't see that at all. But, hey, that's just me. Well, I see we got somebody new on the line. Deborah.
Yes.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay. We were talking about obsession.
I heard a little bit of it.
Oh, you heard what was said?
Just a little bit.
All right, Tama, fill in with the obsession.
Okay.
Well,
no, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was talking to somebody else. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay, now, first of all, have you ever obsessed with anyone or anything? Not, it don't have to be a person. I mean, it could be a video game, whatever.
No.
Okay, now, do you know if anybody has ever obsessed for you?
Yeah.
Okay, and what made you think they were obsessing over you?
Because that was crazy.
Crazy how? Give me some examples.
Okay, crazy. If I don't answer my phone or I don't answer a text message, it's automatic, like, psycho behavior. You got to know where I'm at all the time, what I'm doing. That's crazy. You need something to do. I don't like that. You just went from being attracted to me or being in a relationship with me to being totally obsessed with me. You need your own thing. Don't worry about me 24/7.
Okay.
I think so.
Now, is the guy still around, or did you get rid of him?
Oh, no, I had to, like, move completely out of the state.
You had to move out of state to get away from the dude?
Yeah.
Well, goddamn. Yeah, that's an obsession. I'm scared of that. Wee!
Yeah, I was kind of scared of it myself.
Now, how long was you and this guy together? Or were y'all in, like, a relationship or anything like that?
Yeah, we were in a relationship until I noticed, like, little signs here and there, like, popping up at my job or just little crazy stuff I was noticing. And we were together probably for, like, 7 months before I noticed that.
Okay, now you say popping up at your job. Maybe he wanted to just take you out to lunch that day and surprise you.
Well, then we didn't make it to lunch. See, I know when it's just surprise or if you just popping up. If you pop up and it takes me a while to even notice that you're there, you don't even acknowledge that you're there. You're just kind of in the background. That's like stalking to me.
I agree.
I can understand if you're surprising me with lunch. You know, you're going to eventually tell me that you're there. Somebody else isn't going to have to point it out. You know, you're going to want to get my attention and let me know when you're free so I can take you to lunch or something like that. You ain't just going to be standing in the background.
Just looking at you, staring.
Yeah.
Crazy, deranged.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, now let me ask you the same question I asked him. You have a best friend?
Not really, no. Well, yeah, yes, I do.
Okay, and how long have you been knowing that person? How long you guys been friends?
For like 18 years.
Okay, that's good. 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's say you were obsessed with this guy, right?
Okay.
I mean, you just got to have him. You just need him in your life no matter what. You're willing to do whatever it takes to get that man back. You know what I'm saying? Now, if your friend comes to you and tell you, look here, girl, I think you got a problem. I think you're obsessing over this guy. You know what I'm saying? He don't want you no more. You need to move on. But now in your heart and in your mind, you're thinking, this is the guy. He's the one. I don't care what nobody say. He's the one. How would you react to your friend?
Well, okay. I don't know. If I'm thinking, like, in my heart that's the right one, but I still can, I don't care. I still can be no stalker and be obsessed with somebody. I feel like if this misty is going to happen, regardless of what obstacles come in the way or whatever you come up against, it's going to happen eventually. But if you're doing all of that to somebody, making them feel uncomfortable, then it ain't worth it.
Right. And see, that's a good point. I mean, you got to look and see, like, okay, if I'm making that person who I'm obsessing over, if I'm making them feel uncomfortable, something ain't right.
Yeah, because if this is the person that you want and you want to be with them for the rest of your life, you can't make them feel like they don't even want to be around you. They don't even want to see you, hear your name, or nothing like that. You'll never get that person like that.
Oh, okay. All right, let me flip it there. I'm going to flip it on both of y'all because I think both of y'all are on the same page, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're obsessing with this person. You know, now, you're still seeing this. You guys are still friends. You know what I'm saying? But this person is like, you know, we need some space. You know what I'm saying? But you're still seeing each other. You know, you're still having a little sex here and there on a low. You know, life's skippy. But it's obvious they don't want to be with you in a relationship. But you want a relationship. But they don't want the relationship. But you're still messing around on the side. Now, how you going to handle that one?
You got to be a strong person to be able to deal with that, though. And the person should know. But the person should know. They're going to see some type of signs from this person that they're not all the way there upstairs. And you're not going to want to keep sleeping with somebody and leading them on, making them think that something's going to happen, unless y'all just come to that conclusion that you want to be friends with benefits.
Hold on. You want the relationship. They don't. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I want the relationship. She don't want the relationship, but she's still sleeping with me. Now, what am I supposed to think?
You got to break it off.
Yeah.
But I want this person.
But the other person.
But she don't want
break
you.
It off.
Hey, you keep talking about you want her. She don't want you. She proved it to you.
Right.
But I'm saying, though, how is, I don't understand, how is that proving it if you're still sleeping with me? I mean, well, now, let me get one thing
That's
straight.
That's all
now.
They want
I ain't
you.
Talking about myself. I ain't talking about myself personally. All right, let me make sure
you
I...
You got a problem.
No, let me make sure I put that out. I'm just using myself as an example. But I'm not talking about myself. I'm just using myself as the third party or whatever they call it. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of a hard situation, though.
Right. So I mean, are y'all telling me that this person should just cut it loose? But in their heart, that's the person they want to be. That's the person they want to be with in their heart.
Well, they need to let them go, because if it's the person that they feel like they're going to be with, they eventually going to be with that person, if it's meant to be. If not, then, I mean, you can't keep sleeping with somebody thinking that, okay, it's going to lead to something more, and that person, all they want from you is sex. No. Somebody got to be a bigger person.
So you saying they should just cut it loose, let everything go?
Yeah, because the more you sleep with that person, the more your feelings is going to get even involved even more deeper.
Okay. Now, what about you, man? I flipped it on you. You still feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean, you got to. I mean, if she constantly telling me, I don't want you in that capacity, but every now and then we can sleep together. Like she said, if I keep sleeping with them, my feelings going to keep getting deeper. They're going to keep getting deeper every time, because I'm going to be like, oh, she don't mean that because she keeps sleeping with me. But then she's showing me something else. Then it's time for me to walk the fuck away.
Yeah, but if you're obsessing, it's hard as hell to walk away if you're obsessive for somebody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're just like, if you smoke, it's hard as hell to stop smoking. Think about it.
I don't know if
that's
I'm
like fatal. That's like fatal attraction.
Right. I don't know, man. I mean, that's some sick shit. That's some shit that to get a motherfucker killed.
Yeah. I don't
I mean, think about it, man. You sitting there, you like, that's crazy shit.
They done made a lot of movies about stuff like that. One person ended up dead.
Well, I don't think it's gonna go that far. I hope it don't go that far. But you know, I'm just trying to figure out. I'm trying to get other people's opinion on what I can actually tell this person.
Tell them to sit their ass down.
I really did that. That shit didn't work.
Take them away from that person for a little while so they can get their mind together. Because they got to be a real weak individual to be obsessing over one person. There's so many people out there.
I concur.
Hey. I'm just wondering.
You got to believe that, man. Okay, man. I'm going to ask a question about, I mean, since you have brought up, like, if your friend tell you something and this, that, and the other. All right, let me ask you. How do you deal with a friend that's cool with your enemy?
You asking me?
I'm asking both of y'all. I'm asking you and Deborah. I mean, this motherfucker, you do not like this motherfucker. But your partner is cool with him. I mean, the way he look at it is that's y'all beef, you know. What y'all do between two of y'all is on y'all, but I'm going to still be cool with him. I'm going to still be cool with you.
When did they become friends?
Let's just say this guy always been your friend. But then you and this other guy, y'all had a falling out. But this guy remained this guy's friend. Or this female.
That's kind of hard to say, because sometimes you have to kind of, like, leave it as if they're, you know, if he's both of y'all friends, as long as don't know funny business come up, you know, mentioning your name or whatever. But it's hard, because a lot of times, I don't know, you look at a person different, because you're like, you still with them after you know this and this happened.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that, hey, he ain't did nothing to me. What happened was between you and him, or you and her. She ain't did nothing to me. I mean, I got to stop being friends with somebody because you and her fell out?
No, and if that person is your real friend, they shouldn't ask you to do that.
Well, now, you know, just like I do, you got people out there that's the first thing that they holler.
Yeah. But sometimes it just takes time. Sometimes it just takes time for them to realize that they was even wrong for even thinking that you would end a friendship. That, you know, you're not to blame, that person ain't to blame. It's between them, not y'all. So they shouldn't even, like, ask a person not to be friends with somebody just because y'all, you know, they had a falling out. But that's easier said than done.
I don't think it should matter, man. You know, if you and him ain't cool, but I'm cool with both of y'all, that's on y'all. You know, I'll do everything I can to squash the beef. You know, now, is all of us friends in the beginning?
Yeah, we say friends, so we all was cool.
So we was all cool in the beginning, and then something happened.
Yeah, something happened, and me and him fell out.
Well, I don't think it should matter. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it should matter. That's just me personally. I mean, that's y'all's stuff. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Now,
me and you
have been down this road before.
Hey, I know. I'm speaking from that experience. That was on y'all. I tried to play mediator. It didn't work. You know what I'm saying? But just because you and him was into it, that didn't mean I was going to stop being your friend or stop being his friend because y'all two beefing.
Okay. I agree wholeheartedly. I agree wholeheartedly with you because, I mean, throughout all that, man, you never stopped being friends.
No, exactly.
I mean,
why
it was just like, what? I mean, no, I agree, but, I mean, you just got a lot of people out here that just, you know what I'm saying, first thing come out there, oh, you fucking with that dude still. Now, I don't know how he felt towards you being around me, but as far as when you told me where you was with him, I'll holler at you later.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's because two people beefing, that shouldn't affect your friendship with neither one of them. Because you ain't beefing with neither one of them.
As long as one in the middle is not trying to play both sides.
Exactly.
As long as everything is, yeah.
Exactly. That's a great point. That's a great point. And I don't think the person in the middle should be put in the middle of the bullshit anyway.
Well, I mean, and I believe in that scenario, that means you do what you did. Just stay out of it. You know what I'm saying? But if you sitting there saying, well, this person said this person said that, well, you know, I mean, a lot of times, a lot of people say, well, I'm just playing mediator, and they wind up turning to the devil's advocate. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, a lot of times they fuel the fire, even though they sit there thinking that, all right, well, I'm trying to make peace. How you making peace when you study telling me what he's saying and then you telling him what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So as soon as we see each other, it's like, okay, why, bam, there it go. Now the powder keg then exploded, and it's like you lit the fuse.
Well, the person that lit the fuse, he wasn't even one of y'all friends in the damn beginning. Because the real friend's going to try to squash it. They're going to try to get everybody back cool. Sometimes
right,
that works.
Every time when they with each one, they're going to be trying to fix it.
Exactly. Like, y'all, man, y'all need to cut this bullshit out, man. Y'all motherfuckers been friends for 50 years, and then y'all falling out over this bullshit? That's what a real friend going to do. He's going to try to squash it. You know, some beefs can be squashed and some can't. You know what I mean? I mean, there are some things that just can't be squashed. Speaking from an incident. You know what I'm saying? Now, that beef with that particular person, you and him will probably never squash. You know what I'm saying? But, hey.
Fuck him and die. What? That's just me. I said, fuck him and die. That's the way I feel about him. But, hey, we still friends, so, hey.
But you know what? Since we on the radio, we ain't going to even get into that because, you know, I would have something to say about that. You know what
hey.
I'm saying? As usual, even when it first happened, I had something to say about it. I thought it was bullshit. I still think it's bullshit. But it happened. You motherfuckers ain't friends no more. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's all with him. Ain't got shit to do with me. I'm cool with you and him.
Right, and that's why me and you still friends to this day, because the simple fact is you didn't never jump in it. You never said nothing about it. I mean, and for the most part, everything that you just said, that's what you said constantly, man. Y'all need to let it go, let it go. But it was too far gone to even let go.
Right, that's why I say some beefs can't be squashed and some can. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but if you got that motherfucker, you got that motherfucker in the middle that's talking shit between both of y'all, y'all need to get together and whoop his ass.
Well, not that I agree with, but personally.
Yeah, right. You guys can kiss my black ass.
That's what I think about him. But I digress. Moving on.
I'm just saying. You know
what I
mean?
I know, but that's a topic.
Let me ask these young ladies a question.
Okay.
Now, using what we just got through talking about, is there anything? I'm pretty sure you've had beefs with your friends. You guys got in arguments and whatever.
Some people I don't
now,
talk to anymore.
Is there anything? Any kind of beef that you can't squash? I mean, is there anything that your girl or your guy friend or whatever can do to you that you just cannot forgive?
Yeah, actually there is, because I'm holding a grudge now. It's been about 5 years, and I'm still holding a grudge.
And this person was your real good friend?
I thought so. Yeah,
okay.
I really thought so.
What'd they do to you?
They pretty much was trying to come between my family and, like, my daughter is my world. So if anybody says anything bad about her, I don't got nothing to say to you no more. And then you don't want to be woman enough to admit it to my face, but you want to say all kind of things behind my back. And it was just nonstop. It seemed like every time I turned around, but I was helping this person out. I mean, letting this person stay in my house. You stole from me, and I was still helping you out because it's just materialistic things to me, and I know that God, you know, God gonna bless me because I'm helping you. And so, but you trying to stir confusion in between my family and then mess with my daughter, that's where I draw the line, and, you know, I kind of stepped back and took a look at the situation and realized that I was being too good of a friend to this person anyway, who really wasn't my friend at all. So I just figured, hey, no loss. Really want no loss.
Okay, okay. That's cool. We got somebody new to the line. Leroy.
What's happening there, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much there, buddy. Hey, I was listening to your show, and then I was just kind of reflecting on what you were saying about these damn beefs. And, I just don't think I'd just kill them all. I mean, if you cross me, I'm just going to let you have it. There's no reconciliation where I'm from, buddy.
No reconciliation at all.
No reconciliation.
Okay, so now, Leroy, let me ask you. I mean, understand. I mean, because I was heated. I mean, with the situation that I was in, I was heated. I was upset. I mean, I was furious. But, I mean, do you think it needs to go that far? When you just cut that person off, just leave him the fuck alone.
Fuck him. You can't fuck, you fucking disloyal prick. You fucking can't stand loyal to me. Fuck you.
I ain't mad at that, but I'm just saying, I don't think murder is the case. I don't think it needs to get to that point. Now, unless
exactly. You
felt like that person was trying to murder you.
Well, I tie him up to the back of the fucking pickup truck, keep it fucking moving.
You'll keep the truck moving, Leroy?
Leroy, where you calling us from?
I'm calling from Waterford, Texas.
Down Texas. How's it in Texas, man?
Man, it's hot as hell.
You know, Texas is the number one state for the death penalty.
That's why I like it.
You guys got a lot of crime down there.
Fucking A.
Okay. All right, now, Leroy, let me ask you a question. Have you ever obsessed with someone?
Yeah, I fucking obsess all the time. You know what I do then when I fucking start obsessing? I just go in my room and have a little fun by my fucking self. Is that the kind
really?
Of fucking obsession you're talking about?
No, not exactly in those terms. I'm talking about obsession for another person that you want, but they don't want you.
Well, fuck them too. That's how I fucking feel. If you don't want me, I don't fucking want you either.
I got you, Leroy.
What do you obsess over, Leroy? If I'm asked.
Coke 45.
What's that?
Coke 45.
Coke 45.
That's 45 Magnum.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's 45 Magnum and Sarah Jane.
Sarah Jane.
Oh, Mary Jane.
With that childhood sweetheart of mine.
Well, you know, you can't get caught in Texas with no drugs, Leroy. You're going to do a lot of time, buddy.
Can I tell you what?
I didn't say Mary Jane. I said Sarah Jane.
Oh, Sarah Jane.
Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane was a childhood friend of mine, but I like some of that Mary Jane, too.
Well, as long as we ain't obsessing over it, we good.
All right.
Where are you guys obsessing over down there? Where are you guys calling me? Where's this thing at?
We worldwide, Leroy. This is city. We worldwide.
Where are we live from where?
Oh, we from all over. Indiana, Minnesota, New York, everywhere.
That's what's happening.
Missouri. We everywhere, Leroy.
That is what's happening.
Yeah, man. How'd you hear about Sin City?
Man, I was on this damn internet. One of these little gals I was talking to looked on a little Facebook page and noticed that there was something about a blog, radio, something.
And you decided to call us up, huh?
I said, fuck
it. Hey, Leroy, we appreciate it, too. We appreciate it.
Fuck it. Let me see what the fuck she talking about. She listening to her shit, so I fucking listen to her too.
Who are you talking to?
Well, you say what? Doing that, Leroy. We do this Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Leroy. Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Wednesdays we get buck wild. We get buck wild for you, Leroy, on Wednesdays.
Now, is that a little gal on the phone?
Yes, that's a young lady on the phone.
How are you, young lady?
What?
How are you?
He just speaking to you, that's all. Now be nice, Eli and Leroy spoke to you. Now be nice to speak to Leroy back.
Oh, I didn't even hear him. Hi, Leroy.
Hi, how are you, young lady?
I am doing good.
Now, where are you located?
I don't know, see, you don't need to know all that.
You can just tell me. I'm there.
I'm in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
You ever been out to Minnesota, Leroy?
I ain't never been out of Texas.
Oh, you Texas born, huh?
Texas born, raised, and I'm a die in Texas.
So what's on your mind, Leroy? What you want to talk about?
That damn Obama. Let's talk about Obama.
Oh, God.
Now, hold on, Leroy. Hold on, Leroy. Now, what's wrong with Obama?
I like his ass.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say something negative about Obama.
No, I like that dark-skinned brother.
Leroy, he ain't really all that dark-skinned.
Darker than the motherfuckers I know.
All right, point well taken. Point well taken. All right, Leroy, what you want to talk about Obama about? What you like about him most?
I like Obama. He all right with me. But my family reunion this weekend, boy, they didn't like his ass whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they didn't now.
When you talk about our session, the reason why I probably like him because I like them little sister girls, too.
You like who?
Sister girls.
His wife?
Like black women?
There you go.
You're the wife, not the kids.
No, I'm not talking about...
Yeah, you're not talking about...
I'm talking
about... You like black
women. You're not talking about kids, right?
I'm talking about black women.
Oh, okay. Now, Leroy, I was just wondering. I thought you were talking about you like the kids. How about that? We don't have to... But you're all right with me, Leroy. As long as I like the black women too.
True that.
Those gunshots there?
Yeah. Yeah, straight out the G, baby. Straight out the G.
What's the G?
Yeah, Indiana, Leroy, you coming down here?
That's where that damn Michael Jackson from.
Right. Come on down here. I'll show you where he live at, where he live.
He end up looking like me.
That's true, Leroy. That's true. He did. But now, Leroy, you can't be talking about Mike now. I don't know. Father Time get a little sensitive when you talk about Mike Jackson.
I like Michael, too. I'm calling it what it is. He turned a little light skin on y'all.
Leroy, you know who you sound like?
Who is that?
You sound just like Dave Chappelle character. Tyrone.
Yeah, crackhead Tyrone.
Tyrone Biggums. You ever seen Dave Chappelle's show?
No, but I like them damn Boondocks.
Hey, man, that's my shit right there.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that little funny little motherfuckers.
Hey, come down here. We got some real live Rileys and Hueys. Got a couple of grandpas, too.
Well, I got a couple people that act like that little dog. What's that old racist black dude, man, that don't like black people? That sounds like a lot of
Uncle Ruckus.
Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah, him. I got a lot of them, but they just look like me.
What you look like?
That ain't no good.
I'm about 6'2", 3'40".
I think she want to know your skin complexion.
Depends on the day. They say I'm a red.
You know.
shit, and been playing with shit at the sun's out. I'm probably bigger than a pork chop pork pig.
Oh, man.
You
have
to Coke 45 tonight.
No, I'm drinking on some of that shine tonight.
Oh.
Moonshine.
What the hell is shine, man?
Moonshine.
Moonshine. Well, check this out. Leroy, Deborah, check this out, man. You know, y'all, I mean, we got a webpage, sincity.spruce.com. I mean, you know, y'all can put your little pages up, you know what I'm saying? You want to kick it with the other people. I mean, we usually have a nice little crowd on here. I guess today is a slow day, so. But, nevertheless, you know what I'm saying? You put your pictures up, interact with people. I mean, we try to build our little website up. So, if y'all ever got time, go on that. SinCity.spruce.com. Put your web page up. I'll let your boys.
Okay.
You know, guys, I'm gonna check you guys out. Now, what that day is again?
SinCity.spruce.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
No, Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
You trying to throw me off that gal?
Just a little bit. No, I'm just playing. I thought it was Tuesday
to
Thursday.
Well, you guys go ahead and do your thing, and I will check back in with you on Tuesday.
And Wednesday,
well,
Leroy, Wednesday. We ought to change
get
on
the Wednesday, Leroy.
All righty, I'll check with you guys.
All right, now, Leroy, you be safe. He's about that moonshine, man. He's about that moonshine.
And that Colt 45.
Leroy had a little taste of both of them, didn't he?
Yeah, Leroy was good at buzzing, boy. He sounds just like Tyrone.
Man, he did.
I swear that might have been Dave Chappelle calling us, dog.
That could have been.
Could have been Dave Chappelle calling us, dog. That was nice, though. We didn't get a chance Leroy to call back.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, let's let Leroy back on. Leroy! Leroy, what's going on? Yo, Leroy. Guess Leroy don't want to talk now.
Well, he'll be all right. He's full of that moonshine.
He's sipping on that shine.
No, I'm not talking about Michael Jackson anyway. I'm talking about Mike. I started to tell Leroy. Yeah, right. You guys can kiss my black ass. <laughs> You ain't gotta do that, man. Leroy, good old boy.
Leroy, you ready to talk to us? Leroy having some technical difficulties. Leroy.
What up, man?
What's up, buddy? You calling us back, man?
Yeah, I was trying the damn phone on her.
Well, we got you back on the air, man. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much there, buddy. I was trying to press the damn thing. I pressed one. I've been pressing one.
Oh, I saw you. That's why I brought you in.
Maybe I just forgot to open my damn mouth.
Leroy, what you got? You on one of those rotary phones?
Nah, it's this damn phone my daughter done got from me from the damn cable, the damn telephone cable company or some shit. They always trying to add some extra shit to my damn bill.
Yeah, that's what they do, Leroy. That's what they do.
See, that kid's all over the world, Leroy. Don't feel bad.
Shit was perfectly fine when I had the damn near Frontier service. Now they done got the damn cable company trying to sell phones. couple more goddamn years, they're going to be selling fucking air.
Okay.
Damn, you can't get free.
Miss Deborah, you called us back, huh? We lost you for a second.
I thought it was over. I'm sorry. My fault.
Oh, we go to 10 o'clock in Sin City, baby.
What time is it there? Oh, it's 9:40.
Yeah.
Well, check this out. Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, usually we open the flow up and we let the callers call in like they had a question, anything that they want to ask, get off their chest, or something they want to say. We let them, you know, ask it or say whatever they got to say. Anything on your mind, any questions you want to ask?
Let me think about how to put this before I ask this question. Because I don't want to put nobody out there or nothing. Let me think. Let me marinate on it for a second.
Okay.
What about you, Leroy?
What she says? She's marinating chicken?
Nah,
are you hungry,
Leroy?
Are you hungry?
I got the mundane munchies.
Leroy, full of that shit right back, y'all. Y'all leave Leroy alone.
Y'all think marijuana should be legalized?
You know what? That's a good question, Leroy. I think it should.
They had a petition going around a couple months ago trying to get enough people to sign in. Then they had a phone number that you can call and vote yes or no. They might as well go ahead and legalize it.
I mean, the only reason they ain't legalizing it because they can't put no taxes on it just yet. They find a way to tax that shit, you best believe it's going to be legalized.
Yeah, and they start with marijuana, they're going to have to legalize cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine.
Hell, it ain't like it ain't here, Leroy.
Don't matter to me.
It ain't like it ain't here. I mean, because, hell, think about it. If you legalize it, shit, that just like, I don't smoke. I don't smoke, but I've noticed the price of cigarettes that went up, they just skyrocketed. Now, just imagine if they could tax you every year on a damn dime bag. You ain't gonna have nowhere near as many smokers as you got now.
Because
they're going to sell it at a certain quantity. It's going to be such and such grams for such and such price. And every year, it's going to be that same amount of grams, but the price is going to go up every year.
Yep.
Motherfuckers ain't going to be out here smoking that rock like that.
That's why I suggest you roll your own shit. I roll my own shit. I get up in the morning, I roll me 27 cigarettes. And that's what I do all day. I smoke them some of bitches.
What you got, a tobacco field or something by in your house?
I don't, but my Uncle June do.
Oh, so you fall over there stealing Uncle June shit.
Yeah, that's what I work. The hell you going to have me out there in that hot-ass sun, folks? Hell yeah, I'm going to give me a couple of some shit to take home with me.
Well, hell, I ain't mad at you for that one. I ain't mad at you for that one at all. Now, Deborah, back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about how to word your question yet?
Kind
just
of.
Just ask it. I mean,
oh,
just ask. If you're on Sin City, anything go.
Okay, I just want to know. This ain't about, like, obsession or nothing like that. It's just, let me think how do I want to say this. Okay, if you met somebody who, probably a while ago or whatever, just hypothetical situation. If you met somebody and y'all have always had, like, a certain kind of connection, and whenever y'all see each other, you know, it's like no time is wasted. How long does it take for that feeling to go away? Hello?
I believe in some cases it never goes away.
How do you deal with it?
I believe the shit go away when you meet somebody else.
So
then there wasn't a connection then, Leroy. That wasn't like a strong connection if you on to the next one, just like that. I mean, you could be with somebody else, but it's not the same like when you're with that person.
I guess, but shit, when my last wife left me, what I did was I went out and got me another one.
You bought you another wife, Leroy?
You know what?
That's what he was getting ready to say.
I'm going to come visit you, Leroy. You sound like you having fun down there in Texas.
I'm getting it in.
You getting it in, Leroy?
That's what I am doing. I heard my little cousin told me that getting it in. What the hell does that mean anyway?
I have no idea, Leroy.
She said, I'm getting it in. I said, me too. Now, what the hell does that mean?
Don't worry about it, Leroy. Don't worry about it. Wait a minute, man. We strand off what she asked, man. We strand off her question. Now, me personally, I feel like, all right, if that's what it is, that's what it is. If y'all got that certain bond, then y'all just got it. I mean, now, that's just speaking about, that's coming from me. What you think, Tom?
I think, I don't think this feeling ever goes away. And I think the only way you can deal with it is if to, you have to control your emotions when you're around that person.
That's easier said than done.
No, hold on. If you work on it, you can do it.
So you just got to work on it.
Yeah, you got to work on it.
But what if you don't want to? What if you nor the other person want to control your emotions? I mean, when y'all see each other, I mean, y'all do what y'all do. Bam.
And it don't never be like no. I don't know. It don't never be like no hard feelings or no stalker type stuff afterwards. It's just like when you see this person, you know it's gonna happen because it. I mean, you just have that connection.
That's called lust. You guys are just lusting for each other. That's all that is.
Any of y'all married?
No, Leroy, no.
No, I'm not married, Leroy. I was married. I'm divorced like you now, and I went and bought me another one.
Well, I hope yours is as good as mine.
No, I'm about to sell her. I'm trading her in. I'm upgrading.
It's always good to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
I never wrong with upgrades.
What about you, sir? You married?
I'm going to tell you, Leroy, this is just what I do.
I whip pussy.
That's me, Leroy.
All righty there, buddy.
Leroy like, what the hell? What that mean?
That's my status.
You catch that with Leroy?
What'd you say?
I said that's my status right there. That's my status right there, Leroy.
All right. Well, I just want to give you guys some advice about marriage.
What's that?
Well, either right. Wear everything you can. Either with respect. If she started pissing you off, sleep with her sister.
Sleep with her sister.
And don't get it back.
Leroy, that's some Jerry Springer type stuff.
I don't give a shit. That's the only thing that'll make a woman mad when you sleep with her sister.
So you actually slept with your wife's sister, Leroy?
Twice.
Twice. Hey, that don't bother you at all.
Hell no, that don't bother me. You know why? Because her ass was cheating. And if she was smart.
So you had to go sleep with her sister?
Hell yeah, that shit. I want to hurt her like she hurt me.
Wow.
So, okay.
Two wrongs don't make a right, Leroy.
You guys,
somebody got to be the bigger person.
Yeah, I'm just saying that shit because it's your radio show. Now, think about the times when you done, I know you done
that
slept
with her. That was twice as wrong, no.
What'd you say?
I said that was twice as wrong, no.
But I know
not
one.
Only did you cheat? You cheated with a family member.
I know one of these guys on this phone done slept with somebody's cousin or sister or something. They just being politically correct because they on their show.
No, I ain't never done it, Leroy. I never slept with nobody in my ex-wife's family. Never. That's not cool, man.
I ain't heard that other fella.
Oh, he had to go pay some bills. He'll be back. He'll be back shortly. But he'll tell you the same thing.
His ass ain't got shit to say. That's why I pay bills my ass.
Yo, what's up, man? What's up?
Okay.
Leroy, you wrong.
So.
Hold on, man.
Leroy,
we got somebody on the line.
Question.
Okay. How was it been in relationship?
Hold on, Leroy. We got to ask this question. We got Kim on the line. She wanna ask everybody something. Go ahead, Kim. All
right. I've been with this. I was with this guy since February. And we moved in together in May. But we would fight and argue all the time, every weekend it seemed like when he drink or whatever, you know. He's a good provider, you know, and everything. But recently we got into it really, really bad and broke up. And he went back to his ex girl, the one he was with before me, that he left her to be with me. So what should I do? He still texts my phone. He texts me every day while I'm at work and everything, asking me, am I okay? Am I going to be okay? He worried about me. He loved me and all this and that other. So what should I do about the situation? Should I just let it go, leave him alone, and don't say nothing, and just let it go, or what?
Well, first of all.
I mean, y'all still friends?
Were we just friends? How are we going to be just friends? We were staying together. No, we were together.
No, I'm saying, are y'all still friends now? I mean,
I mean, I'm hurt, so, right, I'm really hurt. I'm not going to even lie. He hurt my feelings, so I'm more or less, like, trying to stay away from him, out of sight, out of mind. That's my theory.
Young lady.
Yes.
Young lady. Now, let me ask you this question. You said he left his girl to be with you.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say, and I'm not trying to be an advocate for the devil, but I want to say he was a cheater. He's going to always be a cheater.
Yep. I say that too.
Well, if I was you, I'll find you another Tom, Harry, and a dick. But
and that's one way of putting it.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, now we're going to ask from a woman's point of view. Deborah.
Uh-huh. Okay, Kim. Yeah, I heard the situation. What I would do is I wouldn't take the text or the calls because I would think that since he left her to be with you and then did the same thing, that he's trying to keep that door open with you just in case things don't work out with her. Then he can easily come back to you. So I just wouldn't communicate with him like that.
And I say the same thing because he older than I am. But I told him this here, he's always going to fool with her because that's like his backbone or something to me, you know, that he can leave her for 4 or 5 months and go right back and she allow him right back in the door. So, I mean, I'm thinking like, well, if...
And how long were y'all together for?
Huh?
And how long were y'all together for?
From February to July. Well, now I was going to say September. Because I had moved all my clothes out of that apartment in July, but I still was over there with him every day. And that biggest argument was that I wouldn't move my clothes really back in there.
And how soon did he go back with her?
Okay, actually, I believe that he been fooling with her all along. Because that's what I'm getting. Because he was supposed to be out of town, and when he went out of town that following weekend, I was like, well, I'm going to go out of town or whatever. And when he found out I was out of town, he hurried up and claimed he was coming back and all this, you know, and come to find out he had never been out of town. He had been with her the whole time.
Well, young lady, we play a role.
Well, I tell you what. After you tell him, I mean, don't fuck with him no more. If you ain't going to fuck with him no more, you tell him.
You ain't no player.
And you tell him fuck.
Yeah, because he's not even the type of person. His character, you wouldn't even want him as a friend. Because his character ain't even about the right.
Right. Set it down with your feelings involved. No.
Janine?
Oh, hey.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just got out of school.
Oh, okay. Well, we sitting here, we talking to Kim. Kim wants to know if she's been dealing with a guy. How long you say again, Kim?
Since February.
Okay, Kim been dealing with this guy since February. She found out that he pretty much went back to his ex-girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's still texting her, telling, you know, trying to, I guess, we assume he's trying to keep that door open. So what would you say to her?
I mean, that's up to you. If you want to keep fucking him, then do that. If not, leave him alone. Because, shit, that's what people do. I mean, it's only been since February. I mean, I don't know. That's just me. Because, I mean, if you choose if he good in bed, keep him around. If not, let him go.
My question, my lady, are you using that protection? Because it seems like he's going back and forth.
You say because he's going back and forth?
Yeah.
What do you
say? I don't know what to say about that, because usually when people are in a relationship, they cheating anyway, so.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Uh-oh.
Look, my man.
I'm in that position with that person.
My man, look. My man, he just got it like that. He like,
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Enjoy yourself. All right, now, Kim, I got to ask you, what's really making you stay around him? What made you stay around him?
Okay, you know what? I don't know, because I don't normally, I don't even be on it like that. I think it's more or less because, I got pregnant by him. Well, I got pregnant by him, and I had a miscarriage in May, the end of May. So,
okay, Kim, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If he calls you right now, say, baby, I need somewhere to sleep tonight. You gonna open your door for him?
I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna be able to do that.
You're not gonna open your door for him. I mean, he ain't got nowhere to go.
No.
And if he tell you he changed and he just want to be with you, he don't want to be with her no more and play these games, can he come over and y'all can sit down and talk about it and work it out?
No. I think, and you know what? And this was my main reason for calling, because I try to change my ways a lot. And I've always been a real devilish person, you know. So, and the same question you just asked me, I was like, would I let him come over and sit and talk? But, and I was like, yeah, I let him sit and talk and waste his breath and everything, and then tell him to get the fuck out, you know. Just to be, and just because that's devilish, I mean, that's not right. I probably shouldn't do that. That's not right, you know, just leave
him
alone.
No, that is right. That's right. You know what you want. If that's not what you want, then don't do it. You know what I'm saying? That's just being honest with yourself.
Right,
yeah, you know how, if that's who he is, then that's who he is. You know, he might not ever change.
I guess because I feel like he hurt my feelings, that I'm more out for revenge. I want to do something to harm him, to make him feel hurt the way I am.
Oh, well, see, you know that ain't good all the time trying to get revenge.
I'm just like, why should I be hurt alone?
Well, that's what I say. I just go out and buy me a girl for the night so I ain't got to deal with all that. You already know what the hell you're here for. I give you the $45, sometimes $50.
Oh man, boy, y'all,
you giving him $50, Leroy? Who you messing around with, dog?
How much you pay for your wife?
Man, we play as rogue.
75.
I hear you, Leroy. What you say? $50? Leroy gone.
Give me a $75.
Hey, Leroy. If you keep going out there messing with them hoes,
damn,
Leroy,
daddy, you got another. You gonna catch something?
Man,
I don't give a shit. It's about my time to die anyway.
Yeah, hey, Leroy, I tell you what, Leroy, if that's the way you feel, you give him that $50 and after you finish doing what you're doing,
kick the country ass through the curb.
And be done with him.
I don't want to meet no kids. I don't want to buy no kids shit. I don't want to go to them damn Texas roadhouses and none of that shit.
Oh, boy. All right,
y'all. We way past our time. So we're gonna start with you, Deborah. Deborah, you got your last words?
No, this was my first time calling in. I had a nice time chatting with everybody.
Don't forget, Deborah, SandCity.Spruce.com. SPRUZ.
Okay.
Kim, you got any last words for us?
No, thank y'all. Have a good night.
All right. Janine, you got any last words for us?
I'm just so sad I'm missing Tuesdays, but I only got 4 more weeks of school, so I'll be back.
All right, my man Leroy, you got any last words, brother?
Yeah, no, I do, buddy. Well, let me just tell you real quick. That Deborah, you sound like the girl from the damn 1-800 number I called yesterday.
Really? I didn't get paid for it.
That voice of yours, Deborah, boy, that old country guy like you, on up to New Mexico. Now,
well, I tell you what, Leroy, you need to put your page up on sandcity.spruce.com, and you can inbox us.
And you brothers are for me. I don't give a damn what my family say. I love you, brother.
All right, thank you,
Leroy. We love you too, man.
Any last words, dog?
Yeah, man. Check it out, man. We're doing this the same time tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, so that might be 9:30 to some of y'all people. But, hey, we're going to do this. Remember, sincity.spruce.com. Put your page up. I'll let you boys.
All right, y'all. We want to thank everybody for calling the show. Thank everybody for listening to us on the Internet. It's Sin City, and we out. Peace.
Peace.